News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We're going to stay with this story now because we are joined by commentator John McGurk. John, I suppose obvious first question. Was the Web Summit right or wrong to do what they did in relation to Marine Le Pen?
That's not for me. It's not for me to say, because one would have to understand their motivations. I think it's very clear that if you look at Mr. Cosgrave's record, he certainly knew what he was doing when he invited Marine Le Pen, which was to attract some publicity and some controversy, which will get everyone talking about the Web Summit. And here we are. What I think is wrong are the calls to remove her platform and to which I believe have now been successful, to have her invitation withdrawn.
Is it always wrong? I mean, look, I think I know exactly where you're coming from, but if you look throughout history, there are plenty of examples of lunatics who are given a platform, and unfortunately they have succeeded in getting their views across, in persuading people, and with disastrous consequences.
Well, the problem is, Shane, that you and I might disagree. I agree 100% that there have been lunatics who've gotten a platform, taken power with disastrous consequences, and I'm sure you and I would agree on a good number of them.
Yeah.
But there are others. There are others on whom we might disagree. For example, if I'm going to be provocative here to make a point, so I hope you'll bear with me. But
yeah.
if I was to say to you, look, there's a politician out there with fairly extreme views who has in the past expressed support and praise for murderous dictators who brutalized their own people. And you know, for a regime that, you know, where people can't even get toilet paper, and his views are very dangerous and have led to deaths right across the globe, you might have difficulty letting the incumbent president of Ireland onto your show during the election campaign. I mean, if you go down the road, and by the way, I'm not saying for a moment that you shouldn't. Of course, you should have him on. But he has expressed views that some people, from a particular point of view, might describe as dangerous.
Just out of curiosity, are you referring, for example, to his eulogy for Fidel Castro? Is that what you're...
His eulogy for Fidel Castro and his support for the dictator in Venezuela who passed away as well. I mean, but both regimes, you know, if you were to say those kind of regimes are terrible and the views that lead those regimes to being established are terrible, and if you increase support for that kind of politics, that's terrible. One could say that is dangerous. And those.
Okay, you raise an interesting point. Is the bogeyman always on the right rather than the left in these scenarios?
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a whinger saying the bogeyman is always on the right, although by and large it is. But I do think it's illustrative to say that when you start going around the road of banning people's views, the people calling for the banning always seem to be immune from what they're arguing should be banned, because they themselves are smart enough and they themselves come from the particular point of view where they can distinguish between right and wrong on behalf of everyone else.
Okay.
And the problem is that the reason that it's always disproportionately people on the right who get banned is because, by and large, people on the left with their own biases don't necessarily always see the danger in what they themselves are putting forward, and therefore tend not to be as alert in some situations as opposed to others. And I think that's just the danger of censorship, because who is the censor? Who is the person who decides who should get to speak?
Okay.
My view is that if you have, as Mrs. Le Pen has, and by the way, for the record, I oppose everything Mrs. Le Pen stands for, but she has the support of 20% of the French people. She represents a movement on the what some call the alt-right, some call the far-right, whatever you want to call it, that has growing support across Europe. And the idea that her speaking at a summit of apparently very smart people at the Web Summit, bear in mind we're told that these are some of the smartest people in the world, and that they wouldn't be able to determine like or make up their own minds, I think it's quite insulting to the attendees
okay.
of the Web Summit.
Yeah, fair point. Listen, just very quickly, because we do need to move on, but just very briefly, you use a term, virtue signalling, in relation to the keyboard warriors. What does that mean?
I think it's a recognised phenomenon academically now, which is basically where, with access to an online platform or any platform where you can express your views, there's a tendency for people, you know, particularly when they don't massively care about an issue, to express a view that will win them, a claim or applause from the largest number of people.
To look right
so,
on.
Yeah. So, in other words, to be flippant about it, let's jump on the popular bandwagon of the moment and be right on. Yeah. Sometimes there's no harm in doing that. Oftentimes, a lot of bandwagons are very right, and people should jump on them. But there's an awful lot of times where it's basically a substitute for thinking, and this one might be one.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Commentator John McGurk, thanks indeed for talking to us. 53106, let us know your views. Should we silence or should we listen and challenge Marine Le Pen and politicians of her ilk?